Hello everyone, this is Riddlebox, and this is another HPR episode that I'm doing. This time it's on how to update your Garmin GPS to get the newest maps, which as of now are the 2012 maps. Just want to put a little warning out there. I'm not condoning this method, I'm just reporting it. I've read about it on numerous sites and saw the steps and procedures, and I thought that everybody might want to check this out. I do have some sources. There is some Hack Labs, www.hacklabs.com/2011/Garmin-2012-map-update. That will describe the procedure. There is a YouTube video, which I will have all these sources in my show notes. And then the torrent file that I recommend is from the Pirate Bay, and that is also in my show notes. It's a long, long address, so I don't really want to say it. But basically, I've been noticing on the web, you know, various articles of how to do this for free, and the only thing you really need is a torrent piece of software that does torrenting. I used uTorrent, or Transmission, and basically you have to search for Garmin City Navigator 2012.10 and torrent file, or you can look for 2012.20 torrent file. I again have links to both of those on my show notes. So basically the steps are, you connect your device to the computer, it mounts it as a external drive, so you go into the Nuvi or the Garmin. You'll have a blue triangle icon and say Garmin on it. You go into it, and make a backup of a file called gmapprom.img, IMG, to your computer. Just copy it off onto your desktop. The ones that I've seen are about 1.2 gigabytes, so it does take a while to copy off. And then you want to delete that gmapprom.img file from the device after you make the backup. And I also deleted any unused language files. There are tons and tons of files on there for different countries, different languages. You don't need them unless you want them on there. I just kept the English ones, the American English ones, and that freed up some extra space too, because the gmapprom.image that you're putting on your Garmin is actually bigger than the one that was there, so you need to play with some space and free up some space. After you delete all of your unused files and the gmapprom.image, next just go to your recycle bin and empty it. That way all the contents are actually off of the device. Once you're done doing that, copy the new gmapprom.image to the device, and if you happen to download it and it's something named something else, just rename it to gmapprom.img and put it on the device's root menu, basically, or under the Garmin menu of it, not menu, directory, sorry. And that does, again, take about 20 minutes or 20 to 30 minutes, so it's a 1.5 gigabyte file, the ones that I've seen. Once that's done, safely eject the device, and then it'll restart, and you go to your map info by tools, settings, map, and then map info, and you should see that you have the 2012 .10 or .20 maps on it. And that's it. So there you have it. This has been another HPR episode by Riddlebox. If anybody has some time, please contribute to HPR and keep the shows going. All right, thank you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.